Okay, so I'm going to be talking about a school education program, and I have no relationships to disclose. So why implement in a school environment? Because there is a direct association between school food environment and the progression of obesity. The schools provide an easy access to nutrient-poor and calorie-dense foods, and their quality of school meals, snacks, and beverages have been criticized for its lack of nutrients and inconsistency with the recommended dietary standards, so there's a lot of movement we can see. School-based nutrition education for youth have the potential to improve health outcomes as well as academic outcomes. There's been recent studies lately demonstrating that students who consume more nutritionally sound foods are also more physically active, perform better in school. Also, we know that children who are consuming more sugary and less nutrient-dense foods have worse concentration and poorer school performance. So I'm sure most of you in this room are very familiar with these new nutritional standards, and these are just some of them. Even though we put these new nutritional standards, which went into effect this year in July of 2012, many students are not eating these foods, even if they are made available. I'm not sure if you guys have heard about, there's videos being made by students who said they were getting starved by the schools and they were passing out because they felt that a lot of these nutritional standards were not, and especially the fruits and vegetables and the whole grains were not edible. So, there was like nearly rioting in some of these schools. So although guidelines are important, they have to go hand in hand with a comprehensive approach, including nutritional education, that teaches students about the importance and acceptability of these foods. So this Iron Will Kids was developed for 5th to 7th graders. It uses interactive techniques such as cooperative learning, discussion, and role-playing to develop personal and social skills. We know that these techniques are more effective than relying solely on didactic teaching that just impart knowledge. Specifically, role-playing has been demonstrated to be a highly effective method of learning, which greatly improves retention rates as compared to more traditional reading and lecture format. So these methods are much more engaging and offer opportunities to practice skills, such as making informed decisions, solving problems, thinking critically, and communicating effectively. The program Iron Will Kids Power Up is integrated in English language arts, math, science, biology, social studies, drama, and health, and it aligns with the Common Core standards, state standards. It is theory-based, similar theories to the previous presenter. It uses social cognitive learning theory, and it uses the theory of planned behavior. So the social cognitive learning theory shows that behaviors are learned either through direct experience or by modeling the behavior of others. The theory of planned behavior explores how intentions to engage in behaviors are influenced by multiple factors, including attitudes towards behavior, subjective norms, and perceived behavioral control. So the amount of perceived behavioral control an individual has about him or herself is strongly associated with opportunities, resources, and skills. And both of these theories use the self-efficacy. So they say that behavior is influenced by our own confidence in our ability to perform the behavior. So why is it innovative? The stories and characters were brought to life by a Hollywood writer of children's television shows in collaboration with experts in the field of health and medicine. There are three fictional characters which convey the nutritional information. And most teachers do not have education in nutrition, and therefore the program did not want to rely on the teachers to teach this ever-changing field. Therefore, the teachers were taken out of the equations regarding the information. And instead, they were used to reinforce the information, but the information really came from these three characters. The students met the characters through a video during the first class, and at the end of the video, the characters say that they're so busy getting the message out that they need the students to play their parts. So for the remainder of the program, the students play the characters, and they actually play it like a play, a drama, where they have scripted performances and they stand up in front of the class and they have this performance where you get a lot of nutritional information and they're getting it from their peers. And there's acting tips and there's engaging storylines. So the kids really get into these. So some of the topics that are covered: what is food? We talk about plant-based natural foods versus processed foods. Where does it come from? How does food grow? For example, you plant a seed in the ground and it grows into food instead of coming from the supermarket, which many, or from a yogurt or whatever that was, where they have no idea where food comes from. And we actually do talk about where the food comes from. And we also talk about local versus mass-produced. For example, how is a chicken raised on a local farm compared to a chicken that's raised on a factory farm? We've got a voice when making our food choice. This is all about decision making. We discuss how you have to investigate where your food comes from and what is in your food. Then you contemplate and you initiate when you decide to eat. How food powers us up, the importance of breakfast and eating fruits and vegetables. So there's two food challenges. One is that they have to eat the recommended amounts of fruits and vegetables, which is 1.5 cups of fruit and 2.5 cups of vegetables. And they have to eat that recommended amount the next day, which is their food challenge. And the other food challenge is eating a healthy breakfast for an entire week, so where they have to check off whether they ate a healthy breakfast. And we discussed that a healthy breakfast should be a natural, not processed breakfast, and it should include fruits and vegetables. And the reason why we do this about breakfast especially is that the two strongest and most consistently reported mechanism by which breakfast can influence learning outcome is via increased school attendance and decreased tardiness. So breakfast is really important. And then we talk about how food companies influence our choices. We teach them about tricks, about what that there's a food stylist who is actually out there and makes food look very appealing. So food actually doesn't really taste that or look that good, and food stylists are there to make up the food to make it look irresistible. And then finally, the healthy foods eaten around the world, and in other countries traditionally they do eat healthy foods, so we discuss that. In addition, we have a garden lab, so where we once again discuss where food comes from. You can either have the garden lab outside, so a lot of schools are having these school gardens outside, or this is the school in Harlem where we had the study, and we had these three pots, and we were able to stuff them into like one little space along the window, but they grew great. And then we talk about soil and compost, and every single lesson they have a garden journal where they have to write down their scientific observations. Then we have two food labs. So one is creating a purple berry blast, and I don't know if you can see it, but we actually have blueberries, bananas, and frozen spinach. So we can make a smoothie that has both vegetables and fruit. And the other one is we set up a breakfast bar, and the kids actually are able to do this themselves, and then they taste the items. Okay, so it is skills-based, so we add a lot of skills in there. We add ways to refuse. We have writing persuasive arguments. We have these one-day goal-setting challenges. And then we have these media analysis where we bust open ads. So they really look at the ads and they say what looks fake and what is real and what is actually happening in that ad and how do they get the food industry get you to buy this product. And then we have decision-making. So what would you do? And you have a lot of decisions. So in this study, it was a pre-test, post-test. It's just a pilot study. It was in a Harlem public school where 78% of them qualified for free and reduced lunch. Majority of them were African American. The sample was 48 fifth graders, and majority of them were female. So what we found was that at pre-test, the difference between natural and processed food, they didn't really know. And then at post-test, it was significantly different, that they knew a lot more. And we would ask questions, for example, is an apple a processed food? Are apple Pop-Tarts a processed food? And the correct, that we had yes, no, and unsure. And so the correct response, we actually combined the yes and no as incorrect. So the importance of eating breakfast, they did not know. They had low knowledge of the importance of eating breakfast prior to the program, and then 87% of them understood that it was more, that it was important to eat breakfast. This one was amazing in that at post-test, we had 100% of kids understand that there is media, and the media does influence your food choices. And I think we actually need to do this more often with kids, especially with Tony the Tiger, which we heard about yesterday, and all the cartoons that are out there. These are all geared towards children. And if children don't understand that they are trying to be manipulated, they are trying to be influenced on their food choices, then they will more likely choose those processed foods. So we really need to get them to understand this. And then on our behavior intention, we ask a couple of questions, and this was one was significant in that these are, this, remember, this is in Harlem, and this is a very poor school, and yet 91% of students said they were drinking sports drinks either most of the time or some of the time. It was really shocking to us, but we saw it. We actually saw that the students were drinking it. They were drinking, they do spend money on sports drinks. And then at post-test, it went down to 62%, but this, we still have a long way to go with sports drinks because they do think Gatorade is very healthy for them. They don't understand it's a processed food and it has artificial flavoring and coloring in it. So in conclusion, the program increased knowledge among targeted outcomes and less consumption of sports drinks were seen from pre-test to post-test. An interactive nutrition program that provides nutritional information in a creative way from the students themselves and develops health skills can be effective in improving outcomes related to increasing consumption of nutrient-dense foods, and the results support a broader implementation of this program. Of course, there's lots of limitations. It's a one-group study design. It's a brief self-report measure, and we can't generalize to other areas. So the next step, the program is being implemented in urban and suburban schools and with varying demographics. We have, right now, there's 10 schools that are actually implementing the program. And we are planning a large randomized control study. And then we're going to examine whether this Iron Will Health Squad makes any difference. And this Iron Will Health Squad came up, was actually designed, developed by... or thought of from the students themselves. The students said after they went through this whole program, oh my God, I think we should take vending machines out that had lots of advertising on the vending machine themselves. The vending machines, yes, they sell water, but on the vending machines you'll see Pepsi, because that's a Pepsi product, even though they're selling water. So the students said, oh, we need to have some kind of policy. And then we came up with this Iron Will Health Squad, where it would be a committee would identify school food policy changes that they're interested in and invested in making. So we're going to see whether or not this makes a difference. And then the website is listed at the bottom.